This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Hour number two, USA Radio Network. The show is called Raw and Unfiltered, and if you're looking for the one and only Wayne Allyn Root, he is off tonight. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining the program. I do have what I think is a great show in store for you from start to finish. 1 hour in the books. Coming up this hour, we'll hear from Bill O'Reilly. A little later on, a couple of my friends from the Heritage Foundation. Right now, we've talked to this gentleman in the past a number of different times. I've brought him to you. He's a regular guest, weekly regular guest on my show here in Connecticut. He is a former CIA agent. He is a former congressman. He is a Vietnam veteran. His name is Rob Simmons. Look him up. He's great. He's fantastic. He's entertaining. And today we're going to talk about January 6th and the quote-unquote insurrection, riot, whatever it is that you want to call it. But Rob is here to dissect it from start to finish. And as always, Rob brings books and papers and all kinds of different publications. So without further ado, Rob, because we're pressed for time, what exactly do you have in front of us? What headlines do you want to share with everyone?
I saw the USA Today paper. I usually don't get the USA Today because I don't particularly like it. Here's the front page story on Monday, June 6th. January 6th hearings promise the full story. How's that for a headline?
Well, I guess it's a headline.
Well, when you read the headline, yeah, where the editor is doing the headline, is promising something. January 6th hearings promise the full story. Do you believe that?
No.
I mean, this is kind of silly, but it's like right. The headline is like an editorial. For those dimwits out there that don't know any better,
right,
this will be the full story. So when I look at things and when people say things, I try to analyze what they're saying and why they're saying it and what it really means.
Right.
Now, they're promising the full story. Why are they saying that they're promising the full story? Because most likely it's not the full story.
Right.
You get my drift?
I do.
Kind of like Tricky Dick Nixon.
Sure.
I am not a crook.
Sure.
Well, in Tricky Dick, I am not a crook.
Right.
What's your immediate reaction?
You're a crook.
That's right.
That's right.
He's a crook.
That's right.
When President Obama says, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
Yeah.
What's your normal reaction?
I'm screwed.
You're screwed.
Yeah, no,
when Bubba sits there and points his finger at the public and says,
I want you to listen to me.
I'm going to say this again. Matter.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Not true.
So you know that when somebody is feeding you a line, probably why I don't like USA, because they're kind of always like feeding a line. I don't know how much original research they do, but they were fed a line because Lisa Jansen, who wrote the story, obviously got the story from Adam Schiff.
Oh, well, hey,
of course.
Yeah,
or Liz Cheney. Here's the first line. House committee investigating last year's attack on the Capitol hopes to explain what happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Lee, you read the papers.
Yeah.
You watch TV.
Sometimes.
You certainly are engaged in radio.
Sure.
You know, you got a big TV right here going the whole time. You're kind of like a 24/7.
Sure.
So, when you look at the first sentence of this article, the House committee investigating last year's attack on the Capitol hopes to explain what happened. Do you need them to explain what happened to you?
I don't think I need them to explain.
I don't think you do either. I think you're pretty knowledgeable.
I got it. I kind of got one.
And I see, they would lose me. If they didn't lose me on the headline, they lost me on that one.
The first half.
I don't need Bart Jansen of the USA Today to explain to me what happened.
Yeah.
I already know.
Right.
I watched it. I've researched it.
Right.
I've done my homework. I've been in the Capitol.
Yeah.
I know about the Capitol.
Yeah.
I know about Capitol security.
Yeah.
I got a relative who's a D.C. cop who's right up there at the Capitol.
Right.
So, you know, I've gotten a lot of information, and a lot of the information I've gotten, I haven't gotten directly from the government.
No?
No. But I imagine Bart's story came lock, stock, and barrel from the government.
Probably.
Probably from little old Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff.
Right.
So then, you know, just to put the final nail in the coffin, I mean, I've got to really go down a little bit further, where they say, our job, three members of the committee from California, ironically, the person who bears most of the responsibility for Capitol security is also from California.
Yeah.
Who's that like?
It's Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi.
That's
you see,
right.
You don't need somebody to explain it to
no,
you.
No, I don't.
You know, you don't.
I kind of get
you
it.
Don't, you get it. Okay, so how come this super-duper investigative committee that's going to explain to us, the poor peons, what happened, how come it's just loaded with California people?
Well,
there
you go.
Yeah. I mean,
stack the deck.
Well, look at this. Of the members of the committee in the majority, you got Benny Thompson. He's the chair. Then you got Zoe Lofgren. I know her very well. Served with her.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. California. Adam Shifty Schiff, California. Yeah. Oh. Pete Aguilar, California. California, California. You got Florida, Maryland, Virginia, Wyoming, and Illinois. And guess what? You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Democrats and 2 Republicans. Republicans. So they're going to explain what happened. And here's what Pete says. Our job is to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And it's not to create the next Marvel movie. I don't even know what a Marvel movie is.
It's a superhero.
It's probably a California
like
thing.
Like Iron Man and the Hulk.
Iron Man. Not another Marvel movie.
Yeah.
So, again, my feeling is his job is not to tell the truth.
Right.
And most likely they're going to be telling a Marvel story. So, you know, this story goes on and on and on. And it's a thorough picture of what led up to and what happened that day. This will be presented, a thorough picture. Well, okay, fine. We know the USA Today, like, you know, CNN and like a lot, you know, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and everybody else. Well, they're just simply a propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. In this case, the worst part of the Democrat Party, the left-wing progressives, who have systematically undermined and tried to destroy the basic institutions of our country over, some would say, over the last couple of years. But if you really examine it carefully, this process has been going on for more than that.
Right.
More than that. It's more than the last couple of years. It's been going on for, some would say, a couple of decades.
Right.
Systematic undermining of the country and its institutions and its history and its people. So let's go back a little bit, and we've heard the propaganda announcement. Let's go back a little bit and kind of look and see what other committees we've had that do investigations to kind of compare this committee
right.
to some of the others. So the one that I have right here, I've got two books.
Yeah.
You see these books?
Yeah. So you're looking to the past.
I'm looking to the past.
To the past. To predict the future. So
probably the greatest congressional investigation of my time.
Yeah.
Was the Church and Pike Committee investigations of the intelligence community following Watergate.
Okay.
Following Watergate, we discovered that the intelligence community, the FBI and the CIA, had certain involvements in the politics of the United States of America that were inappropriate and some would say illegal. And so you had the Church and Pike Committee investigations. That was the Senate and the House. The House and Senate.
All right.
In the House, the investigation was led by a guy called Otis Pike. Otis Pike was a Democrat because the House was led by Democrats back in those days. And believe it or not, the chief of staff, the staff director of the investigation was a guy called A. Cyril Field, who comes right here from Mystic, Connecticut.
How about that?
Cyril Field. How about that? Pretty cool. Otis Pike was the chairman. There were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Democrats and four Republicans.
All right.
And the Democrats picked the Democrats, and the Republicans picked the Republicans.
Okay.
How about that?
That sounds like
fair enough, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The Democrats outnumber the Republicans, but that was basically the ratio that you found in the House of Representatives at the time. So they took the standard ratio, 2-1. It's 2-7.
Yeah.
So they really lined it up.
Gotcha.
And point two, the Republicans were not picked by the Republican leadership. Every member that was picked by Republican leadership was rejected, and they got two wackadoodles, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, to fill in. They happened to be Republicans, but they were not selected by their party. That's important. No politics here.
No politics. Yeah.
So right off the bat, when you look at congressional investigations over history, there's no politics in how they choose the people to serve, or if there is politics, like with the Church Pike Committee, it's politics that reflects the common denominator of the House and Senate. So this is where I begin to say that this whole thing is a fraud. Point two, the Republicans said you can't just look at this January 6th in isolation. You have to place it in the context of what happened the previous year, the so-called Summer of Love, the racial unrest in which there were over 500 riots, burnings, arson, 19 confirmed dead, $2 billion worth of damage. That's what happened the year before. Thank you, George Soros. Thank you, Democrat Progressive Party. Thank you, BLM. Thank you, Antifa, for absolutely destroying a huge segment of our country, our urban areas, our cities run by Democrats. And, you know, thanks, BLM, for burning down the black neighborhoods. That was real nice.
His name is Rob Simmons. We call him the Colonel. I cannot thank him enough for sharing some time with us tonight. But, Rob, we are out of it for now. Thank you, pal. Way to break it down. We got to go. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see the makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Kyle LeBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LeBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
I need four more of the biscuit carnitas.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Energized Health had a big part in my metamorphosis. I'll be 61 next month. 61. And I look fantastic and I feel fantastic. I look better when I was 50. I lost actually better than 49 12 years ago when I took a picture with Steve Forbes. I look much better now. I lost 25 pounds of fat, almost all of it dangerous inner body visceral fat around my organs, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days, and now 19 months later, I look and feel the best of my life. I'll be on this program forever because it's simple, easy, and it works. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, and watch the masterclass video, and then book a call with one of their amazing coaches, EnergizedHealth.com. Their coaches are real people, just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration. Those are the life game changers. Make sure you tell them Wainwright sent you. You'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Wayne sent you 40% off. Your life will never be the same. And 40% off. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be back on Monday. Very special guest joining me right here in my very own studio here in Connecticut. Congressional candidate Mike France. Mike, how you doing?
Excellent. How you doing, Lee?
All right, let me start with just a general question. A, your campaign, how's that going? And B, you know, what's the thought, what's the feel of the people that you're out there talking with in the second congressional district here in the wonderful state of Connecticut?
People that are going to fill up the gas tanks, you see now people posting up over $100 to fill up a tank of gas.
Yep.
And, you know, in the context of that is even more important because diesel costs impact everything we buy.
Mm.
80% of the products we buy in our stores, whether that be food or other products, come by either rail or truck.
Mm.
and the cost of diesel impacts that. And so inflationary impacts, and it's interesting how the Biden administration tried to paint the picture as this is just transitory, it's temporary.
Yeah, whoops.
Yeah, and this is the challenge because it's been so long since we've been in this position. It was the 70s when this same or similar situation happened. But we're in far worse shape today, and we are realizing that, and even the administration is having to admit some of that. It was interesting, yesterday I heard a commentary on the cause of the 1970s was really a product of the fuel shortage in the early 70s, and that's what drove the consequence of it later.
Right.
This one is not that. You have a number of consequences of it, but predominantly it is the flow of federal money into the economy that is unsupported.
Right.
By any manner of funds.
I totally agree. It's funny, I keep going back to this, but I'm taking a class. One of the classes I'm taking right now, classes, is microeconomics, and the teacher is definitely left of center. So he's adamant that it's not. It has a huge effect.
Huge effect. Because, you know, if you just take it in simple math and you truly took a business approach to it and you were putting money in, because the claim is we give all this money to the people and it will turn the economy around. Okay, let's look at what's the return on that investment. Okay, it's not income, so no income tax. So there's no revenue back to the government from income tax. So the only revenue potential back to the government is through sales tax. Take a number, even just take Connecticut, 6.35%.
Right.
That's your return on every dollar. So you give a dollar to somebody, and that assumes they spend every bit of it buying things that are taxable.
Right.
If they pay their rent, they pay their mortgage, all these other, there's no return on that investment. Zero.
Right.
So we're just giving money away.
Right.
And that's not the government's money. It's our money.
Right.
And it's also money they don't have. We have revenue that does not exist, and we're printing money and giving it to the people.
Right.
And there's a consequence to that, which we're seeing, which is the inflation rate. This is the challenge with big government and big government programs. And the other challenge with the trillions of dollars that was laid out for this is very small percentage actually went to things related to COVID. And that's the other problem with big government programs and spending, because we're not debating policy. We have not had a budget at the federal level since 1997.
Right.
25 years of continuing resolutions of just continuing to spend at the rate that we had the previous year. And that is why we're seeing the deficit and why we are such financial problems today.
Mike, great stuff as always, but unfortunately I'm out of time for this segment. Thanks for stopping in. I always appreciate it. He's a congressional candidate here in Connecticut, 2nd Congressional District. You can find out more about him at VoteMikeFrance.com. Quick break. We'll come back. Coming up next, Bill O'Reilly. We're going to talk about his latest book, Killing the Killers, right here on the USA.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Pohl. More hard times ahead for U.S. consumers.
The Consumer Price Index released Friday morning indicates the U.S. economy continues to flounder. May's CPI increase is another 1%. 8.6% inflation is now at 1981's level. Shelter, gas, and food are still up again. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And prices for food at home increased 11.9% in May year-on-year. Within that category, chicken prices were up 17.4%, the largest increase ever recorded. Pork prices increased 13.3%, bacon 15%, milk 15.9%, and fruits and vegetables 8.2%. Food away from home, including at restaurants, was up 7.4%. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pounty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, we are back. Welcome to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root.
This is always an honor and a treat to get a chance to talk to this next gentleman. So last time I had him on, it took me 45 minutes to give him the proper introduction. So to save some time today, I'm going to give you some things he hasn't done. Never played quarterback for the Jets. Never went to the moon. Let's see. Never worked at a Waffle House and never hosted a daytime cooking show on PBS. Everything else, I think Bill O'Reilly has actually accomplished. His no-spin news is broadcast weeknights at 8 o'clock and 11 o'clock on First TV. Again, he's on Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, many others. He hosts the O'Reilly Update, heard weekdays on more than 225 radio stations across the entire country and on the Pandora app. 16 number one ranked nonfiction books, and that's what we're here to talk about predominantly today. His latest one is out right now, and you can get it, Killing the Killers.
Bill, how are you?
Okay, Lee. You know, I didn't work at Waffle House, but I worked at Carvel. Close.
Well, close. That is pretty close. So let me ask you, we'll get to the book. So London subway bombing, 52, kills 52. That was July 7, 2005. November 13, 2015, attacks on Paris, kills 130. June 12, 2016, Pulse nightclub, 49 injured. My point is, the back of the book, there are 7 pages of listed terror attacks, over 100 total instances of terror from 2016 through 2017. Some of these never made mainstream news. I just wanted you to comment on the volume of terror that has plagued this planet. A lot of folks don't realize it, but sometimes some of these attacks go unreported.
Yeah, the reason I wrote Killing the Killers is because we are in a world now where there's a constant threat, and this has receded in America, the jihadist threat. And if you listen to Joe Biden, he says, oh, it's the white supremacists that are the problem. Yeah, those numbers are very small with the white supremacists. But with Al-Qaeda and ISIS, they're reconstituting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, ISIS in western Iraq. And there's only one reason. They want to kill infidels. And the United States, Americans at the top of that infidel list. So when we go through all of the horrid terror attacks and tell you how they came about, it's almost a reawakening, because many Americans said, okay, well, we haven't really heard much in 20 years. We had the Boston Marathon thing, but, you know, they didn't get us. And yeah, it's true. And our weaponry and surveillance is unbelievable, and I describe that a lot in Killing the Killers. People don't know what kind of weapons we have now. But the threat is ongoing. It's constant. And with the open border, it makes it easier for terrorists to infiltrate into the United States, which certainly they have. So this is basically, you know, a book where you need to know what the threat is and what's being done to protect you. So that's why in the first 5 days of Killing the Killers being in the marketplace, sold more than 100,000 copies, Lee. But people want this information.
And a lot of this is classified stuff. So are you concerned that law enforcement may either ask you where you got it or ask you why you went with it? Because can you explain that to some of us?
Yeah, I put the book together after talking with several national security advisors that work for presidents from Bush the Younger all the way through to Trump. They were the ones that gave me the information that nobody's ever seen or heard before. And it is in the book. But I made a promise to all of them that I would not put anything in a book to put anybody in personal jeopardy or gave our enemies any advantage, and that's what I did. So there's nothing in there that anybody could say, oh, O'Reilly violated this or that. It's information that is classified, no doubt about it, but it is not information that's giving away our secrets. It's basically information telling you, okay, we open the book, Killing the Killers, with the Bin Laden raid in Abbottabad, Pakistan. Here's what happened exactly. It's not what you saw in the movie. It's not what the news media reported. Here it is. And then we end with the terrible 18 U.S. service people killed in Afghanistan because of that debacle there by President Biden. We got all the inside information on that at the Kabul airport. So if you're an American who really wants to know, and this isn't speculation, this happened, Killing the Killers is a book for you.
There have been many debates about Obama, sometimes aggressive, other times maybe placid approach to terrorism, and conversely, Trump's surprisingly restrained at times, I thought, and yet effective demeanor when it comes to all of this. What were some of the differences between both of those presidents when it came to terrorism?
Well, Obama got embarrassed when he pulled all the U.S. troops out of Iraq. You'll remember that. And they made a big deal out of it. The left made a big deal out of it. We're getting out of Iraq, and it was terrible to go there in the first place, and blah, 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 blah. Well, as soon as the U.S. troops left Iraq, ISIS took over. And then the world saw the pictures of these ISIS animals beheading people on camera. They were zipped into Mosul with their black flags, and they terrorized hundreds of thousands of people. That embarrassed Barack Obama. When you embarrass a guy like that, he comes at you. So in the last 2 years of his administration, Obama changed his posture and became very aggressive toward hunting down these terrorists. Now, Trump, he campaigned on, I'm going to destroy ISIS, which he largely did. He fulfilled that campaign promise. But the really interesting thing that Trump did was he invested $1.2 trillion into the U.S. military. Well, none of us know where that money went. It went into space weapons. And the Soleimani takedown, the assassination of the head of the Iranian National Guards, was done by a Hellfire missile launched from a drone in space. We take you through that, and you see how ferocious these weapons are. That was Trump. And that's how ISIS and Al-Qaeda got downgraded, because almost every day the United States takes out, assassinates some of these terror people. And no one knows it.
Right.
Because there's no reporting on it, and it immediately goes into classified information. So that's what we were able to do. But it wouldn't be fair to say that Obama was soft at the end, because he wasn't, but Trump really upped it. And now it's diminishing again, because Biden is, you know, concentrating on Putin and the Middle East, not so much.
But Obama was soft in the beginning, right?
In the beginning, yeah. He didn't understand the ferocity of ISIS. There's no doubt about it.
And we got
ISIS is so bad. And we tell the story of the 26-year-old Arizona humanitarian worker, Kayla Mueller, who is kidnapped by ISIS in Syria. And they, al-Baghdadi himself rapes her, orders her murder. We got cooperation from the Mueller family. I mean, when you read this, you'll cry. And we did get al-Baghdadi.
Right.
Through coerced interrogation, and all of that is in the book. So there's a lot going on in Killing the Killers.
So, you know, you mentioned, too, in the book that Trump, his top secret aggressive posture, took away about 95% of the caliphate's territory. But you had just mentioned they're rebuilding now, correct?
They're where?
They're rebuilding. I mean, this is...
Yes, they are reconstituting in Afghanistan. Up in the northeast part of that country, that's al-Qaeda. And ISIS is back to a limited extent in Iraq.
Right.
We still have special forces in Iraq. And that makes it harder for ISIS to operate openly. But they're there, and they're in northern Syria. And there's only one reason they're there, Lee. Because they want to kill infidels.
Right.
And who's at the top of the infidel list? Americans. That's the only reason they're in business. So people, yeah, you might not have heard about it, but you need to know that this is absolutely in play.
If Trump got four more years, would he have broken the back of terrorism?
Well, terrorism itself is never going to be extinguished. The ISIS people moved to Africa where they're causing all kinds of trouble. And right. We have U.S. troops on the ground. Nobody knows that in Africa. But we take you to a firefight there in the book. But Trump did a good job. I mean, I don't think anybody would say the opposite of that on the terror front. But it's just that these people, it's like whack-a-mole. You know, you get them, and then another cell pops up, and another cell pops up. So it's an ongoing war. The interesting thing is that the weapons that we have and the surveillance that we have makes it very hard for these terrorists overseas to operate. It's easier to operate if you're a terrorist if you get into the United States, because the CIA and NSA doesn't have authority here. But Lee, if you, after this interview, make a phone call to Pakistan, they're going to listen to that phone call. That's going to be picked up, especially if you go to Lahore and the other, you know, hot spots for terror. You make a phone call from the United States over there, somebody's going to listen to it.
Bill O'Reilly is kind enough to give us some time tonight. His book, Killing the Mob. We'll come back, talk a little bit more with Bill O'Reilly right here on the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-517-1717. 800-517-1717. 800-517-1717.
Finding great candidates. You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Our very special guest, Bill O'Reilly, is with us. The book, Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists. I was looking through this, and it's so well written. If you don't mind, page 159, this jumped out at me, the way you put this together. This is al-Baghdadi's residence. The women are captured first. 4 were sleeping but were awakened by explosions. Quickly they rose and dressed themselves in long black robes and head coverings. Soldiers burst into the room and in Arabic ordered the women to put their hands in the air. This is to make it impossible for them to ignite suicide vests. The women refuse. And they're all wearing suicide vests. Among these women are 2 of al-Baghdadi's wives. A standoff ensues. Delta forces prefer to arrest the women, not to kill them. Mission details remain classified, and what happens next has still not been revealed. But the authors of this book can confirm at least one of the women reached down to trigger the explosives strapped to her body. There is no hesitation. All 4 are shot in the head and die instantly. Yep. It's amazing, right? I mean, you did a great job painting the picture. I mean, I know it's a factual book, but the way you put it together is fantastic. So, again, you said ISIS is beginning to gain ground, and you mentioned earlier in our conversation that people are coming across the border at record numbers. I mean, I think, like, I've been doing this for a long time, as you have. I mean, I can't imagine that there are not hundreds, if not thousands, of sleeper cells here in this country.
I don't think it's that extensive, because you have to remember something. People, when they get here, the overseas jihadists, when they get here, the FBI has a pretty effective net. The problem is the ones that sneak across the border and they evade the border patrol and they get in. Okay, but then what are they going to do? So it's very difficult for these people to hide. Because once they try to contact their overseas command and control, say in Pakistan or in Afghanistan or in Iraq, the surveillance picks that up and then gives it to the FBI. It's like the white supremacist thing. Biden jumps up and down every 2 minutes about white supremacist threat, white supremacist this, white supremacist that. The FBI knows who these people are. They know what they're doing. It's not hard to track this stuff because of electronic communications. Everybody uses a cell phone. So I don't think that we have a real problem in the sense of a mass 9/11 attack. What we do have is a potential for another Boston Marathon bombing,
right,
where two or three guys get together and blow up something. That is an ongoing concern.
You know, in your books, there's obviously there's always a protagonist in your books, and I'm looking through this one. Obviously, the special forces are your protagonist, but yeah, have you ever found? Because there's always this, I feel like it's a misconception at times that extremists are fighting for the religion and a version or a vision of righteousness that we could never understand to be true. So have you ever found one of these men who are willing to strap bombs to themselves to be pious and not just dirty killers?
When I was in Guantanamo Bay, I was there twice. And the first time was when a lot, I mean, there had to be 200-300 jihadists were there incarcerated. Now that number is down to like 20, 25. And when I was walking through the cells with the American soldiers who would give me the tour of Guantanamo, in each cell, all right, there's one jihadist. And you, they're allowed to have a prayer mat and stuff, religious stuff in there. It's like anything else. There are some fanatical Islamists in there, and they're down, you know, to the prayer, and they're this and they're that. And U.S. forces actually give them an arrow in Guantanamo pointing to Mecca. So they point the right direction when they pray on the ground, if you can believe it. But there are others who are just psychopaths.
Right.
You know, they don't care about Allah.
Right.
They're just in it because they're evil serial killers. That's what they like to do. They like to kill people. And so it's hard to generalize there, but it doesn't really matter to me. Both groups will blow up my family if they can.
Right. Did you get a chance to talk to a lot of Special Forces people during
this? We talked to a few, you know, just to confirm, because what was told to me by the national security guys, we had to confirm that.
Right.
And that's the way we operate. I mean, we don't want anything in a book that's exaggerated or, didn't, you know, made up or whatever.
Right.
I trusted these national security guys. They were all the top of the line. You'd know their names.
Right.
Okay. But we confirmed what they said with people who were actually there in the various firefights and trackdowns and assassinations. And so I did talk to them. But the way they are trained, our special forces are trained, is just how they can get through it, number
right.
one, and then the discipline they bring. That's why we open the book with the Bin Laden raid, because you see these SEALs and how, you know, one helicopter crashes outside the compound.
Right.
Well, and another, you know, military, that would have been the end of the operation. But these guys regroup, go in, do what they have to do, and then they all get out on the single helicopter that was operational. Just you'll just see the drama. You'll see the methodical way that our special forces operate, and it's very impressive.
Killing the Killers is the name of the book. The great Bill O'Reilly joining us. We've gotten a chance to talk to him a number of times in the past. We're lucky to have him. Bill, thank you. Good luck with the book. You don't need it, but thank you.
All right, Lee. Thanks for having me in.
I appreciate it, brother. We'll
Bye.
Talk soon. All right. Great stuff. Bill O'Reilly.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.